The founder and president of Islamic Relief, Hani Abdel Gawad El Bana, traveled to the drought-stricken Horn of Africa region this past March. At a recent seminar in Washington, he described a scene he witnessed, which he said illustrates just how dire this situation is.
It's very serious when you see the camel dying. The camel, as you know, is the hardest animal to die. And I was nearly crying when I saw one of those camels cannot stand up on its feet. And he was making a very, very deep, the noise of agony. It's like an old man who lived in agony because of his sickness and suffering because there's no means of living for him.
Hani says this scene, repeated throughout the region, makes clear why the current drought is a calamity for ordinary Africans. That is because people in villages throughout the Horn rely almost solely on their livestock to make a living, and these animals are dying of thirst and hunger. Mr. Hani says what he learned during his trip was that, above all else, people, especially in hard-hit Somalia, need clean water.
There's no means of life in this area. Water there is infested. They're drinking water. We went to an area in north of Kenya. We visited the riverbed, which was dry. And we look at one of these wells. And when you get the water from this well, it's infested with worms.
The current drought has resulted in the worst harvest in Somalia in a decade. For Somalia alone, the United Nations has asked for more than $300 million to fund food aid and water programs. During his March assessment trip, Hani of Islamic Relief traveled to Ethiopia, Kenya, Sudan, and Somalia, where the organization has recently opened a field office. The independent non-governmental organization was created in 1984 and since then has tried to alleviate the suffering of the world's poorest people, regardless of race, religion, or gender. Hani says his motivation comes from a sense of personal guilt that Africans are suffering unnecessarily and from a strongly held belief that the international community must put an end to it. He recalled the efforts 20 years ago of activist rock stars such as Sir Bob Geldof to raise awareness about Africa with massive concerts and fundraising drives.
He talked about the agony of Africa, which we thought one day that we are going to have an end of it in the era of Bob Geldof, or Sir Bob Geldof now, in the 1983-84 famine, the live aid and the band aid. But 20 years after the Bob Geldof era, we're still having the same problem coming again, and Africa is not as good as it was 20 years ago, unfortunately.
Despite that bleak assessment, Hani says Islamic Relief remains committed to long-term development in the hardest-hit African nations to empower people to enable them to sustain themselves. And he called on African governments and the international community to get on board by working to end corruption, offering debt relief to the poorest of nations, and by donating much-needed money to help put effective programs in place. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Washington.